Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
And Joe at rt.ie. Next Sunday night on The Meaning of Life, we're doing an interview with Nathan Carter, who I must say I hardly knew apart from his music career before we went up to Fermanagh to interview him. But we're looking at the final cut this, what day is today? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the piece I've seen so far, he's a remarkably interesting. And the story of how he managed during the pandemic will, I think, open a lot of people's eyes. Effectively living on his own up in Fermanagh and his family back in Liverpool. That's on Sunday night next at 10:30. But we've been contacted by a number of people about this incredible photograph of two young men hugging, and there is an incredible story behind it. And Therese, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Tell us, describe the photograph and tell us the story behind it.
Okay, so Joe, I suppose in order to set the scene of the photograph, because I'm conscious it's radio and people may not have seen it yet. So it was captured last Saturday by a local photographer, Fintan McTiernan, who captures fantastic images of football matches around County Monaghan.
Okay.
And the photo was taken at the Manor Farm Under 15 Championship Final between our local club, Cromartin, and Carduff. Cromartin won that match, and on the final whistle, the photo shows my brother, McCartan Carl, and his son, Patrick, aged 12, in the most joyous and heartwarming embrace after they had won the match. And as you said, you know, the image has been shared on multiple social media platforms, and it just captures the sort of hearts of everyone, and especially what GAA can bring to a small community like our own here in Monaghan.
And it's because Sonia died at a very, very young age, only, what, 3 days before this photograph was taken.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose there was a more poignant and emotional backstory to the photograph for us as a family, because McCartan, who's the adult in the photograph, was a joint manager along with Martin McNally of the under 15 team. And Sonia was McCartan's sister, as well as my own sister, and she was buried 3 days before that match took place. As I said, very young, 49 years of age, after a very short illness. And Sonia is, or was, the godmother of a paternal aunt of Patrick, the boy in the photograph, and she would have attended every one of the games where possible before she became unwell. And she was one of them mothers who stood on the sidelines, really, cheering on both her own daughters, Saoirse and Mirren, and Patrick, throughout all of the GAA matches.
Just shows the connection, one, with people, and two, the GAA connection, so many people. And Father McCartan, Carol, he's the manager of the team.
Yeah, he's the joint manager of the team, and he's Martin McNally.
And he's Patrick's uncle.
Yeah, no, it's Patrick's father.
Oh, Patrick's father. Sorry, and his father. Sorry, I misread that. Yeah. McCartan, Carol. And Sonia was his aunt.
Sonia was McCartan's sister.
Yeah.
So, and it was Patrick's aunt. So, it's just a brought home. You know, as I said, it was obviously, it's an amazing photograph, and it's, you know, to respect it as it is, as a standalone photograph, but for us that had a more sort of emotional. And
have you seen, I saw a photograph today, again it's another GAA photograph, but I think is it Ballymun? Did you see that one?
The two brothers that with their Danny passed away, wasn't he? He was the club chairman.
It was, I've just been told about it here. There is a picture of the two brothers, Patrick and John Small, who were pictures in tears at the weekend after winning the county final for Ballymun Kickhams. Their father, who was heavily involved in the team, died late last year.
Yeah, no, I did see that image, and again it brought it home for us as a family, and again pointed out the fact of what the GAA can bring to a community. And, you know, I suppose in respect to the global pandemic, the importance of having that as a distraction, and for our young youth to be involved in something like that
in these difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Therese. Well, God rest Sonia, and also God rest. I don't know I'll get the names of the Paddy and John Small's father, but I just remember the photograph from this morning. But God rest Sonia, and she's obviously a remarkable woman.
Oh, she was a remarkable woman, and you know she's just going to be sadly missed, and a huge part of our lives,
Okay, Therese, again, condolences. Thanks indeed.
Thank you.
And that we'll tweet that photograph with permission in a few minutes. Joe at rt.ie, 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.